true spirit of martyrdom is for a cause, but it's for a cause much greater than simply to die. And the true spirit of martyrdom has nothing to do with harming others. In fact, the true spirit of martyrdom is selfless. The true spirit of martyrdom is the willingness to risk all for the benefit of others. And it's all about Jesus. The true spirit of martyrdom is the burning desire to attest by one's life to the glorious redemption that is in Jesus Christ. That's what that verse is about that we read in the book of Revelation. The true spirit of martyrdom is the burning desire to attest by one's life to the glorious redemption that is in Jesus Christ. Now, even though the early Christians redefined the term by their lives and their deaths, the true spirit of martyrdom was not about death. And it was not ultimately about dying. It was about faithfulness. It was about being so true to the testimony that if you had to, you laid down your life. That's where the dying came in.
Right.
But it wasn't about the dying. The true spirit of martyrdom does not seek to die. It seeks to remain faithful to the truth. It seeks to faithfully verify the truth about Jesus Christ. So this brings me to our working definition of the true spirit of martyrdom. I see many of you taking notes, but here's the one thing I want you to write down this morning. Here's the whole message. The true spirit of martyrdom is, all right? It's our definition. So write this down. The true spirit of martyrdom is joyfully dying to self. The true spirit of martyrdom is joyfully dying to self to do the risky work. To do the risky work of living for Jesus.
Good.
Let me read it again. The true spirit of martyrdom is joyfully dying to self to do the risky work of living for Jesus. The mistake that the second century young martyrs made who went out looking for martyrdom, the mistake that they made was that they were taking the easy way out. You can be thrown to the lions, you can be burned at the stake. Yes, it's painful for the moment, perhaps. I say perhaps, you'll understand why in a little bit. But it's over quickly. You're dead. Your body's dead. You go to be with the Lord. That's the easy way out, folks. Muslim martyrdom is taking the easy way out. And so was wrong-headed early Christian martyrdom. But the true spirit of martyrdom takes the hard way, the difficult path, the hard road of living. Living a risky life for Jesus. The true spirit of martyrdom is joyfully dying to self to do the risky work of living for Jesus. Now take a look at what you wrote down there. If you're dying to self, but it not joyfully, there's no joy in it, that's not the true spirit of martyrdom.
Yeah, good.
If you're dying to self, but there's no joy in it, you're working in the flesh. It's not the Holy Spirit. It's legalism. If you think you're dying to self, you're coming to church, you're professing Christ, but you're not doing anything that involves risk, well, I'm not going to judge your heart and certainly not going to judge your salvation, but if there's no risk, it is not the true spirit of martyrdom. You're doing all these things, but it's for self, not for Jesus. It's not the true spirit of martyrdom. All the elements have to be in place, my dear brothers and sisters. A martyr, in the biblical sense of the word, in the Christian historical sense, is one who maintained a faithful witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ, no matter what the cost.